Weather. Superstar Country 102.5 Weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected with fog and spots early today with highs around 88. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 55. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, highs level off around 90. Clear skies and dry Saturday and Sunday. Upper 80s Saturday. Upper 70s by Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 69.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The KBI and Kansas Attorney General are cracking down on illegal marijuana sales. It's part of a statewide operation targeting stores that sell vapes, seltzers, and other items with an illegal amount of THC content. The federal government shut down, impacting a Kansas museum. Visit Abilene says the Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum is closed. The museum is federally operated. New data from the Kansas Board of Regents showing an increase in fall student enrollment at state colleges. Across the six state universities, there was an increase from about 2,300 students from last fall. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The Native community is big for me. Makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a Sundancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family is ready to see me, and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The state of Kansas has ended September 2025 with total tax collections at $1 billion, and that's $3.4 million below the estimate, with total tax collections down 1.9% from September 2024. Governor Kelly said she's been consistent in expressing her concern that the reckless budgets passed by the state legislature risk veering Kansas off the course of fiscal responsibility. She said while 1 month of revenues missing the estimate is not cause for panic, it's a reminder that fiscal restraint is sound policy. Even though individual income tax collections were above estimates, they're offset by a significant 15% loss in corporate income. Individual income tax collections were $481.4 million. That's $26.4 million above the estimate. And individual income tax collections were up 2.8% from September 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $199.6 million. That's $35.4 million below the estimate and down 12.5% from September 2024. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $293.3 million. That's $5.3 million above the estimate, but down 1.1% from September of last year. 54-year-old William M. Booz of Ellis appeared in the custody of the Pawnee County Sheriff on Tuesday before Pawnee Magistrate Judge Julie Cowell for felony first appearances on a four-count felony complaint. Booz is currently charged with two counts of aggravated criminal damage to property in excess of $5,000 done with the intent to obtain scrap metal, one count of theft of at least $25,000 but less than $100,000, and one count of theft of at least $1,500 but less than $25,000. The charges stem from an investigation by the Pawnee County Sheriff into the theft of radiators from approximately 26 vintage automobiles at two separate rural locations in the western portion of Pawnee County, that occurred between April 18, 2025 and June 20, 2025. The thefts were reported on June 29th, and the investigation determined approximately 40 vehicles were damaged. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for October 14th. Under Kansas law, criminal damage to property becomes as aggravated offenses if the damage is done with the intent to obtain regulated scrap materials. The defendant remains in the custody of the Pawnee County Sheriff with a bond set at $65,000 cash or surety. On Wednesday, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $23 million is available to improve broadband infrastructure through the Broadband Acceleration Grant, or BAG, program. Grants of up to $1 million will be awarded to offset the capital expenses that providers need to deploy service in unserved areas of Kansas. In its fifth year, through the bipartisan Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC, the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program aims to provide high-quality, reliable broadband access throughout the state, prioritizing unserved areas, economically distressed communities, and areas of compelling need. During the first 4 years of the program, high-speed internet has been delivered to more than 11,000 homes and businesses in 35 counties, and the cumulative $25 million generated another $31 million in matching funds. Director of Broadband Development Bill Apston said by continuing to invest in broadband, they're not just investing in critical infrastructure, they're investing in the future of every Kansan. The grant application period will run from 3 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, October 3rd, to 3 p.m. on Friday, October 31st. And for more information about the program or to apply for the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes at the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on September 22nd, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the Commission Room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Richard Thompson, and County Clerk Craig Renner, along with others to present business or observe. Norton County Treasurer Kathy Carlin wanted the commissioners to know that in her investigation of tax distributions, it was discovered that since 1998, there have been some tax distributions that have gone undistributed. She contacted the county software company to see why the software did not generate reports or why in the audit report it went undetected. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, year-to-date expenditures, mid-month bills, and fund balances were distributed to the commissioners. Road and Bridge Supervisor Ernie Sheets joined the meeting, and he wanted to know if the county had a policy regarding installing tubes for driveways. The commission did not feel there was a written policy, so the commission wanted to research the archives for a formal policy. Ernie also reported on his findings regarding liability in maintaining roads, and he said the statutes are written for some interpretation. He reported that Caterpillar Incorporated has three levels of training that they provide at $1,500 per day for three different levels of operator experience. Ernie said he felt that the lower tier training might be of value to the county, and he then reported on the truck that got stuck in fifth gear on Highway 36, saying the truck had been towed to Hayes and the cost for a transmission with no labor is $4,900. After an executive session to discuss non-elected personnel with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Thompson, County Attorney Horn, Clerk Renner, and Supervisor Sheets, Norton County Clerk of the Court Janelle Morrell joined the meeting, and she reported that the first reimbursement of legal fees for CINC, or Children in Need of Care, in the amount of $3,253.02, had been received. Janelle stated that she needed the signature of the commissioners for her 2026 budget, and she inquired about the location and maintenance of the AED machine in the commissioner's room. The commission then directed Clerk Renner to have the machine located to an unlocked area of the courthouse. Janelle gave an accounting of the old equipment sale of courthouse property that was held the previous week. Dean Esslinger joined the meeting to discuss the roads surrounding his family's property, and he said he wanted the commission to have the roads south of Highway 36 on Road E3, E4, down to Road Q to be inspected and maintained. Jolene Weiser joined the meeting and reviewed the title commitment and closing statement for the purchase of 122 East Park with the commissioners. The property line discussed from John Kaus's visit to the commission on September 15th had been discovered in the title search. The 5-foot easement was granted on the east side of the lot with the caveat that if the city ever abandoned the parking lot, the property would revert back to the original property owner and/or their successors. Since the new owner of the lot is going to be the County of Norton, the commissioners asked that Jolene visit with the city to see if they would quit claim the property back to the county as to clean up the deed for the property. The commissioner signed the closing statement in the amount of $17,555.55. Jeff Stewart and Jim Reiner with the Kansas Department of Transportation joined the meeting, and they reported that the K383 modernization project is going to be delayed until the 2027-2028 construction seasons. And the commission then thanked them for their efforts and for the recent overlay south of Norton. Commissioner Thompson moved to accept the minutes of September 15, 2025 commissioners meeting. Chairman Matchett seconded the motion, and the motion carried. And Chairman Matchett moved to pay the mid-month bills. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. County Attorney Abigail Horn asked the commissioners if the unsold items could be purchased for $1 per lot prior to being discarded at the landfill on a first-come, first-served basis. So the commission agreed to the request, and Clerk Renner was instructed to email the employees of the decision. Chairman Matchett moved Fund 746, the PMIDA fund, to be closed and removed from the books, with the funds to be transferred to the general fund and Fund 801. The unclaimed monies would be closed and removed from the books, with the funds to be transferred to the general fund. As the funds have been inactive for over 5 years and due diligence has been performed to discover the purpose of the funds, though no documentation was discovered. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Jolene Weiser rejoined the meeting and informed the commission that she had visited the city and that it was their intention to quit claim the deed of the 5 feet in question back to the county once the transaction was complete. Commissioner Thompson then moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 11:24 a.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A new report from the Animal Agriculture Alliance shows so-called animal activist groups range quite a bit of money for their anti-meat activities each year. Farm broadcaster Mike Davis reports.
Emily Ellis, Director of Communications and Content with the Animal Agriculture Alliance, says these groups can be well-financed.
We've calculated that this handful of groups that we include on the web brings in more than $865 million annually that they use towards various campaigns, including anti-meat campaigns, anti-meat lobbying efforts. So quite a bit of funding that they have behind them to target animal agriculture.
Ellis says they're seeing an uptick in campaigns against secondary targets.
A few of the common tactics that we see is the targeting of restaurant, retail, food service brands. Maybe they can't get a farm to change the way they're doing production practices. They're going to target the restaurant brand that this farm sources to. If that brand, who doesn't want any negative publicity, doesn't want any of that negative pressure, it's really hard for them to say no sometimes to those pressure campaigns. So when they do adopt those campaigns, it trickles down to the farm level.
Ellis says the Animal Agriculture Alliance warns farmers to be on the lookout for activist activity and be prepared.
We always encourage farmers and ranchers to have proactive security measures in place to make themselves harder targets from these groups. Even if it's unlikely, it's always better to be safe rather than sorry afterwards.
I'm Mike Davis.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for the update. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As an upper-level ridge of high pressure only looks to amplify over the next few days through the start of your upcoming weekend, we'll have a continuation of mostly sunny skies and very summer-like temperatures across the region, with daily high temperatures looking to reach up into the upper 80s to lower 90s across much of the state of Kansas. Winds will start to increase a bit for Friday and into the start of your upcoming weekend. By the time we get to your Friday, we'll have those winds kicking up out of the south across most of the state to around 10 to 20 miles per hour, and we could even have some frequent gusts up into the 30s, especially across western portions of Kansas. And the same story goes into your Saturday. A cold frontal boundary will bring a chance for some scattered showers to northwestern Kansas, mainly for Saturday night. We'll see lots of sunshine across northwestern Kansas for this afternoon, with high temperatures climbing up into the upper 80s. We'll have our winds turning to the southeast at 5 to 15. For north central Kansas for this afternoon, full-on sunshine with high temperatures climbing up into the upper 80s. We'll south to southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For northeastern Kansas, becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures reaching up into the upper 80s, winds out of the south and southeast at 5 to 10. Look for sunny to partly cloudy skies across southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, with upper 80s for those high temperatures. Winds will be out of the south and southeast at 5 to 15. Into south central Kansas, expecting highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s with abundant sunshine. Winds out of the south and southeast increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. And into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, ample amounts of sunshine with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. And we'll have our winds becoming variable at around 5 to 15 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
A sound preconditioning program increases the value of weaned calves, encouraging growth and stronger immune systems while minimizing calf stress. You can trust Valley Vet Supply to stock all the preconditioning supplies your herd needs. Vaccines, insecticides, multi-min injection, and calf weaners. Valley Vet has everything you need to prepare cows for breeding and conception and to ensure healthy calves for weaning success. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with information on today's cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock and baby calves, we'll sell drop-in consignments of these divisions. In the calves off the cow, here's 200, mostly Charlet Cross with a few blacks. Steers and heifers, spring and fall shots given in August, $450 to $650. 85, mostly Charlet Cross with a few black and red steers and heifers at $450 to $650. 41 black steers and heifers at $450 to $600. 30 black steers and heifers, $400 to $550. 12, mostly Charlet Cross with a few blacks, steers and heifers, they're 5 weights. 10, mostly black with a few reds, steers and heifers, $500 to $600. 20, mostly black steers and heifers at $400 to $600. 37, mostly black steers and heifers at $250 to $550. In the feeders, here's 170. They'd be 60% black, 40% red heifers. Be a load at $750 and two loads at $850 to $875. 174, they'd be 70% black and 30% red heifers at $775. Five mixed steers off grass at $800 to $900. In the weight cattle, we're expecting a seasonal trailer run of weight cows and bulls. We're expecting more consignments of all classic cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.